At the first trilling of the transcom, Monstradamus jerked erect with a startled snort. Almost in the same instant, Domi's finger reflexively squeezed the trigger of the M14. The shot sounded obscenely loud, and the round missed the dinosaur entirely, smacking into a tree fern amid a mushy explosion of splinters. Monstradamus paid no attention. Its maw gleaming crimson with the saber-toothed cat's blood, it voiced a prolonged bellow that to Domi carried in it notes of outrage. Before she could track the creature with the blaster, Monstradamus bent over so its upper body was parallel to the ground and charged her with long, hopping steps. Domi sprang to her feet and cartwheeled out of the creature's path, ducking under a canopy of overlapping ferns. The carnivorous dinosaur heeled around, trampling her blaster underfoot and making a panting sound that reminded her of an idling engine. She guessed it was trying to fix her new position. Monstradamus pounded across the ground toward her again. An instant before the monster's jaws would have closed around her, Domi jumped to one side. The momentum of the dinosaur's charge carried it crashing and roaring into the undergrowth. Domi ran to the nearest copse of tree ferns. She selected one with no branches for some distance up its trunk. The trunk was so glossy and smooth, she shinnied up it with difficulty, but without abrading her skin. She reached a limb and ran lightly along a frond, just as Monstradamus headbutted the trunk. Before she could be jarred from her perch, Domi leaped and landed on an adjacent fern. From there, she swung to another tree fern with the effortless agility of a monkey. She could hear the swishing of vegetation and crashing crackle of foliage as the enormous creature blundered along after her. Although she regretted it, Domi dropped her war bag. Its weight was throwing her off balance as she climbed, leaped, and climbed again. But after 10 minutes, she tired of climbing and leaping, her arm and leg muscles complaining at the stress put upon her. She slid down a trunk to the ground and went racing through the jungle toward the river, hoping she might reach it before Monstradamus caught her scent again. Her hope was in vain. The huge saurian bounded out of the thickets and blocked her path, its tail lashing the undergrowth, sending up showers of leaves. Ignoring the Detonix 45 holstered at her hip, Domi reached down and drew the knife from the scabbard tied to her right calf. She started walking toward the huge creature, her arms spread out to her sides. She fixed her gaze on Monstradamus' head.
I'm not afraid of you. I've fought bigger scaly bastards than you.
Her boast wasn't true, but she figured the dinosaur didn't know that. Domi kept her face composed, as blank as a porcelain mask. She waved the blade back and forth in a regular hypnotic rhythm, the diffuse sunlight winking from the polished steel. Monstradamus blinked repeatedly down at her, as if confused by the small white wraith that approached steadily and fearlessly, with a single shiny tooth in one hand. Snorting, it snapped the air and bent its upper body toward her. Domi kept walking forward. Then the dinosaur charged. Domi stood her ground. A fraction of a second before the huge feet would have crushed her into the jungle floor, she bounded forward, slashing widely, and felt her knife blade cut into the scales that coated the monster's snout. The jaws of Monstradamus snapped shut, and a sideways toss of its head hurled her into a thicket, rolling and tumbling head over heels. Gasping, dazed, and her ribcage flaring with pain, Domi somehow staggered to her feet. More quickly than she expected, Monstradamus untangled itself from the undergrowth and, roaring in fury and pain, pivoted. Scarlet gleamed from the knife-inflicted gash on its snout. Rather than being cowed by Domi's show of defiance and attack, the dinosaur seemed more infuriated than ever. If any cogent thoughts had ever crossed the predator's mind, the concept of retreat was apparently not one of them. Domi turned and ran as she had run few times in her life. Ferns and thorns whipped at her naked limbs. The needled tips of coniferous shrubs scored red lines across her arms and legs. Drooping lianas snagged at her neck and head, but she fought free. Behind her thundered the reptilian leviathan. Great divots of the soggy earth ripped up by the taloned, churning feet pattered down all around like a solid rain. She finally realized her hubris was going to be her doom. She knew she could not outrun Monstradamus, nor could she hide. The monster would smell her out. Every time she glanced over her shoulder, she saw its grinning, fang-filled head looming above her like the face of an ageless god dedicated only to bringing about her agonizing death. Domi clamped her jaws shut tight on a cry of fear working its way up her throat. Then she stumbled and fell, directly into a deep trench gouged in the ground. She dropped with a splat in the dark, foul-smelling sludge at the bottom. With a pang of disgust, she realized she had fallen into an open-air latrine filled with dinosaur feces. Monstradamus ran over the trench and the walls collapsed under his vast weight. Domi managed to wriggle forward as the mounds of muck fell onto her. She held a quantity of air in her lungs and she kept it there, not moving a muscle. When she realized the monster had not seen her fall and the soft earth covering her blocked her scent, she almost sobbed in relief. Then her sob turned to a gagging gasp of suffocation. Domi squirmed about, thrashing in the mire, trying to get her head clear. Her lungs ached fiercely as she clawed aside the thick, semi-liquid mixture of mud and fecal matter. For a moment, she thought she was buried alive, and she fought wildly in a convulsive flailing of arms and legs. Then she felt a hand close in her hair and pull upward. Although the pain in her scalp was fierce, she felt herself rising, and when her head broke the surface, she gasped in a mouthful of warm, humid air.
Hell of a time to go swimming in fertilizer,